CliffCentral.com. Well, let's sort of stick to sexual allegations, and I apologize if you're having breakfast right now as
R. Kelly?
We quickly go through this. Not R. Kelly, but this time Usher. Remember last week he did come into the news?
Okay, all right.
It was a herpes story.
Exactly, because the herpes is still a hit. A new Atlanta woman has now come forward and is suing Usher for $20 million US dollars. After
for
claiming...
herpes?
He gave her herpes. Oh, yeah. So according to the suit, which was filed by a Jane Doe, so they're still keeping her identity under wraps, the woman said Usher first had sex with her on the 16th of April at her home in Atlanta. This is so not romantic at all, when a condom was used. And then the woman had sex with Usher again 12 days later, this time in a hotel room, and a condom was not used that time. So after reading a news report that Usher admitted to having herpes in legal documents back in 2012, this is when the lady filed her lawsuit. Now, initially...
For God's sake, you know what? Ordinary people, non-celebrities, non-superstars are giving each other herpes every other day.
Yeah, but because you can get $20 million, this is why you do it.
Hasn't he already paid another woman?
Yes.
Okay,
so now they're all coming out of the woodwork now.
Okay, so he... There was one woman...
Oh, the herpes burns. I get it. Exactly. Oh.
Thank you. Someone's paying attention.
I would happily get Usher's herpes for $20 million. I'll take two, in fact.
So there was a woman. There was a woman who sued him, and she was successful, and he paid her out, right?
Yes, that was a stylist to begin with. Now we don't know who this one is, but originally she filed for $10 million, stating that she was exposed but put at risk of contracting the virus when having unprotected sex, something that she would not have done had Usher told her he had the virus. But here's now the interesting thing. This young lady is being represented by Lisa Bloom. Now, I did not know who this lady was, but I Googled her. This lady has represented the likes of Kathy Griffin, has represented the likes of Janice Dickinson in the Bill Cosby case, and she's all about representing these high-profile female victims. Most recently has represented Black China with the whole Rob Kardashian thing. So best believe, this $20 million is basically as good as hers now.
Okay, so we're going into dangerous territory here. So I understand that, you know, there is a law that says that you can't go around having unprotected sex with people if you know that you have an STD of sorts. Like, that is illegal in the eyes of the law.
It's a violation of criminal law in many states in the US.
All right, but now... When does your responsibility as the other person engaging in unprotected sex stop? Like, why are you having unprotected sex with Usher? And can I just say that celebrities, we must assume that they're the filthiest of all of us.
Didn't Kanye sing?
Because they're the ones that are having the most sex, okay?
Yeah.
Athletes,
yeah.
Musicians,
yeah.
Rappers, all of them, like the whole lot of them. Movie stars, we must assume that they are having the most sex of all of us because everyone is trying to sleep with a celebrity.
They're having the most, their sex gets the most publicity. I challenge that one.
No, but I mean, if you are Justin Bieber, every second woman that you interact with is trying to get you to have sex with her. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Justin Bieber can only say no to a degree
it's
before
a
he's
very
like,
difficult life.
Bring them in, revolving door. They are probably having more sex than the rest of us, is what I'm saying.
Gareth's like...
Why are you having unprotected sex with these people?
Jell us down.
No. Gareth is,
is spot on.
Why are you having unprotected sex with an athlete?
Yeah. These people
are you insane?
Or Usher.
Are you insane?
Usher's sexy for a living. But it's like Gareth was rolling his...
sexy for a living.
Gareth was rolling his eyes like to the point where they were going into orbit when Sia was explaining about how the woman is suing and like, you know, but at the same time, like... If a guy is on record saying that he knows he has herpes, and then he talks you into having unprotected sex, or he has unprotected sex with you, and doesn't, you agree to have unprotected sex, and he doesn't mention it.
Yeah,
it is like a swag thing.
And it's illegal.
It's not like Gareth was like, oh, it's. But at the same time, yeah, like if I'm seeing somebody, and then we decide, okay, let's go unprotected hashtag love vibes, and then I find out later she knew she had something, I'd be like also trying to sue her for $20 million. The other question I have is, and I don't know if we can, if this information is accessible, is has Usher got $20 million? What kind of bank figures is he in?
No, he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that
yeah.
he can spare?
Yeah.
Well, listen, well, that's the last of his worries. Relative.
Who wants to give away $20 million?
But isn't it when you're suing, you know, go in with the highest amount because you're likely to get down. Less than that if you win the case?
I just want to point out that Kanye warned us about this a long time ago. Messing with no bro. Listen to this. I ain't saying she a gold digger. Listen. But she ain't messing with no bro. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Remember, there's a line in here about Usher.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remind ourselves. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon. With a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars, girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm. And listen. Your arm, but I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an act like Serena, Trina, Gina for Lopez. Right. Four kids, and I gotta take all they bad to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. There we go. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher.
There we go.
Now, let's not mess around.
There we go.
Kanye's warning us there.
Okay.
It's a portent of evil.
So, again, I'm going to go back to my question, Gord. Because in the eyes of the law, you can't go around having unprotected sex with people if you know that you have an STD. Now, me, as the other person having sex with you, at what point does my responsibility stop? My responsibility as someone who keeps hearing on a daily basis that I shouldn't be having unprotected sex with people anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like, unprotected sex is a risk, but I think, like, it's a mutually taken risk coming in from, like, a base of zero, coming in from a base of good faith.
You trust.
To the best of my knowledge, I don't know or think that I have an STD, and I do go for fairly regular testing. Mm. Yeah. And so I could be wrong, but at this point, I believe that I don't have one.
Mm.
And if I was in a relationship and I believed that my partner didn't have one, ideally you go for tests and then you take your relationship to that level. And I believe in this stuff quite strong. I like to make jokes and whatever, but I think unprotected sex is a problem and whatever. So it's a good faith issue. It's like to the best of your knowledge. If you know or suspect and you're just like, okay, I'm going to keep that on the down low and because condom is not your favorite
crook.
Thing, then you're like, it is a criminal thing. It's a kind of assault.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay, do you want the last little cherry on the story, which is really the most cringe? Because now it's, you know, in court and everything is being revealed and everything has to be on record. Back in 2012, some legal documents obtained by Radar Online actually show that Usher admitted to learning of his herpes back in like 2009. And his sexual partner then claims that Usher convinced her that he had no STD despite a green discharge coming from his penis.
No, Usher, that's not how it works.
How in that? Do you see green discharge?
If you go bareback on a green discharge, you've got no one to blame but yourself.
And all Usher did then was cover her medical bills, even though she was diagnosed with the herb.
Last quick one on this. Can you not de-herp yourself? I mean, how does herp work? Can you? That's it. You herp once, you herp twice.
It all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least with herpes simplex 1, the one that manifests as a cold sore, that apparently never goes away. It just lies dormant. But you never actually cured from the virus. It stays with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, this is simplex too.
And then there's the... Yes,
And then
the genital stuff.
So
is
type
just
1
another,
is not a genital issue.
As far as I can remember, but...
And then what's Usher? Is Usher the simplex 3?
I don't know which one...
No, simplex 2.
I'm not saying... All I'm saying is he's...
Oh, okay. Thanks, Al.
Sounds like Usher's got his own simplex.
No, I mean, if Usher was having green discharges, then it wasn't just a cold sore for him, hey?
You're
like
a whore!
It was something.
It was a hot sore.
It was something worse.
You're a whore!
Oh, that's disgusting.
But it's a tough thing to bounce back from herpes, huh? Because, I mean, we've been speaking about Usher's herpes for 10 minutes now.
Oh, man.
So if he comes out with a new song, no matter what it is, it's like, herpes, that guy.
Next time he's
going to be in tight pants, gyrating the music video, and you're going, oh, God. green. Just,
because sexy is kind of his thing, right?
Oh gosh!
Right. Even though he's got that unbelievably low hairline, which freaks me out a little bit. But.
And then Usher once did that song with R. Kelly, where they sing about sleeping with the same girl.
Yes.
Oh goodness.
Yo, these two rock up at a party, you leave. Yeah.
Mm. Ladies, let this be a warning. The money is not worth it.
Yeah.
No.
And please, you can't have unprotected sex with guys, celebrities.
Anyone, though.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You can't be trusting people.
No, guys, no. CliffCentral.com.